Blog Talk Radio.
Should have sent under that room. Got no renovation. After.
Love it every night and day. Loving all our troubles away. We gon' love life is no tomorrow. Loving every minute and hour. Loving past our own power. We gon' love life is no tomorrow. We gon' love life is no tomorrow. We gon' love life is no to love life is no tomorrow. Oh yeah.
Certainly alluding to the song, and my name is Yom Suf Arif, is like that. We have to learn to love like there's no tomorrow. But in addition to that, having common courtesy as if there's no tomorrow. Love and common courtesy goes together. See, that's one of our problems, what we have lost. We've lost the ideal of common courtesy in any regard. We simply want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it, believing that would suffice and keep things in decent and order and keep the peace. If you want to keep the peace, not only love like there is no tomorrow, but exercise common courtesy like there is no tomorrow. And this is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that studies the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub in protocol and procedure. See, we've lost the idea of nationhood. We've lost the idea of protocol and procedure. As a matter of fact, truth be told, we've lost everything. The main reason why, we don't want to keep our own national identity. And we want to go by what our oppressors and the colonizers says. And see, we want to emulate everything they're doing. Case in point, I noticed during the Queen Second of England that people were in military uniforms. No, they had a body up in their so-called place of worship. But the fact of the matter is this, we want to emulate everything that's wrong about them and nothing too much that is right about us. And that being said, we have to do things in decent and order. We have become a total hot mess in every aspect of the world. And I don't say this to be facetious and ugly. I say that because it's true. And some of us don't want to be told the truth in no shape, form, or fashion. And even if they are told the truth, they don't want to hear it anyway. And so why not be honest in your truth telling? Because it's just like this when you talk to some people. Take, for instance, hypothetically speaking, your child of yours, your young child, you're younger now. You got a little young child. You've told this young child of yours time after time, day after day, year after year, hey, don't run across that street. You look both ways. And then one day, for instance, you see that child of yours darting across the street. Do you take the moment just to say, hey, little Sally, hey, little Johnny, in a nice patty cake voice? Stop it. You may get hurt. Or do you simply shout out an urgency of the situation that dictates, stop it, Johnny, stop it, Sally. What the heck is wrong with you? Sometimes the situation dictates how you speak to the ones that you love. You simply can't talk in a patty cake baker's manner, roll them up, throw them in the can. No, sometimes the moment dictates that you speak quite urgently. And even that being said, they're not going to listen to much you said if they want to do what they want to do anyway. And as I was saying, going back, because I digressed a little bit. And the reason why I digressed and veered off from the conversation is because I was trying to get you to understand something. And let me explain this to you, and like you're 4 years old, no disrespect. See, we try to emulate everything our oppressors and colonizers do. As I said, they got the body in their place of worship. They got military personnel. The king, his sons, the other son couldn't wear it because he stripped him of his princehood. And but the Prince Anne, they got military attire. What does military attire has to do with the death of a person? Did it cause it? Did the military cause a death? I took a read on that. And here's what I read into it. Here's a signal that they're sending that we emulate in our communities. You know, we're good at throwing flags and signs and colors and whatnot. They're throwing their colors too. And that's why you emulate them. They're throwing their colors by virtue. We got here. This is how we get here. And we're going to stay here just like that. Just because the queen did, it's on. And so we emulate the same structure in our communities, in our homes, and so on and so forth, because we try to emulate and mimic the oppressors and colonizers, because we have no protocol and procedure, because we have no love in a sense as it should be, and we become a monstrosity, and we don't even want to be told that. They would tell you if you told them something right, you just being mean. You just hating on me. When in truth, you're only telling them the truth. And that's how we've been socially engineered to become this monstrosity that we've become. And you can say it in the most pleasant of voice that you want. You know what they'll tell you? If they hate the truth, if they want to hide the truth, shut up, nigga. You better not to you old fool. I do something to you. I hit you in your mouth. This is my block. Don't own a brick on the block. You better not come. What are you looking at me for? Although they're your eyes. Just look at we have been reduced to as a people ever since our feet hit here, buck naked in chains. And see, what we do on the Real Talk for Real People show, we try to reverse engineer this thing. We try to tear it down to help build it up because we can't help build up on a lie. We can't help build up on a falsity. The lies you've been told and the falsity that you're emulating. The only thing we can do for you is help reverse engineer the social engineering and condition by word, by virtue of the Most High word and the application of his word. There is no other way. You can go to the best psychologists, the best doctors, the best love doctors, community doctors, they're not going to get you out of the status you find yourselves in. Because the status you find yourselves in, emulating your oppressors and becoming all the worst characteristics of them, is by studying who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing, and knowing your enemies. But if you consider me your enemy simply because I tell you the truth, you got a problem. And if you think your enemy is your friend simply because you want to be like them, you got a problem. And that's why we love the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. He don't sugarcoat. He says it in pleasant tones. And quite often, if the urgency is needed, he calls it like it is. He doesn't pull any shots. And sometimes with the people you love, given the urgency is needed, you have to speak in an urgent tone. And people misconstruct what you're saying because of the urgency. But that does not necessitate the fact that the one that's saying it, he or she, doesn't love you, isn't humble, and doesn't love the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. It's just that sometimes the situation dictates the urgency of saying what you said, given the situation. Just like I spoke about your little Johnny and little Sally. There's time for pleasantries when you're educating little Johnny and little Sally. But there's time to meet the moment where little Johnny and little Sally is breaking the rules and they're on the way to get run over by a semi-trailer. It's time and place for everything, just like King Solomon said. And it's true. We teach you that also on the Real Talk for Real People show. Bless and praise his holy name. And perhaps you're wondering, Yom Suf HaRif, who are these we that you're making reference to? Well, Yom Suf HaRif ain't nothing special. That's why I need help. I need brothers and sisters to understand the urgency of the moment and understand there's time and place for everything as far as pleasantries are concerned. Pleasantries when you're educating, urgency when they're breaking the rules. It's just that simple. And these are some brothers and sisters understand pleasantries and urgencies and definitely humility because they all go together. So it's Sister Aviyah from New York City, mainly from the Bronx. Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. Cartrell from New York City also. I always mentioned, you can call me Sue. You know, Sister Aviyah. Grandbaby used to call me Soup. You can call me Soup too. Because I'm down home like that. But these brothers and sisters, this brother, these sisters, they love the Most High. Most important thing. With all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. They're brothers and sisters as they love themselves. And surely you must love yourself in order to be in this business. And they're humble. And those are the key components, some of the key components you need in these studies. And no, truth be told, you need a new heart and a new spirit. If you ain't got a new heart and new spirit, you're going to be totally confused about everything, about what we about to show you. Okay? So we want to keep it simple. That's why we ask you every night when we get off these studies to ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit. And also, burn the midnight oil. Don't take our word for it because we could be telling you anything. Just like you take the word of your oppressors and colonizers. That's why you've been told everything, anything, and you do about most of it. See, no, we don't mind being told when we're wrong, but know what you're saying. Don't tell us what your oppressors or colonizers said. Tell us what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Because your colonizers just told you something, but you overlooked it. They're flying their colors, bearing their queen, and they're telling you by virtue of the military attack, this is how we got here, this is how we stay here, desire block. Just because the queen is dead, don't get the game twisted. But if you don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, you'll get it twisted. So let me introduce to you, Sister Aviyah. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All glory and praises to Yah. And good evening, family. Hope everyone's doing well. And I'm so glad to be back. And you, Brother Sue, are definitely right. It's a hot mess with this queen business, and they just going to carry on the same old thing.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, I say all the time, I ask y'all to please keep me separate from them, because I don't want to be like none of these people out here. All I want to do is remain is a humble servant of y'all until it's time to come home. So, like I said, it's a mess, and you're right about that. So, shalom, Sam.
Shalom. So, it's always a pleasure. And it's good to have you back. Yes, if you don't know what's going on and what's happening, you'll be totally confused. You would think that fourth kingdom,
mm-hmm.
physical kingdom per se. That fourth kingdom is not a physical kingdom per se.
Right.
That fourth kingdom is the system of universal white race supremacy. Bottom line.
Yes,
it controls everything. It runs everything. It has the World Health Organization, the World Banking Organization, all the weaponries, and you bet not make a move, just like they were showing you in that march. It's how we got here. It's how we stay here. It's just called the Queen Day. Don't get the game twist. The continuity.
Well, I ain't watching none of that mess.
You and I neither.
I don't watch none of it. My TV has been off, or when it has come on, it's been on a channel that was not showing that.
Praise God.
Praise
God. I've been watching movies because I look at it for a minute to get some pointers. After that, man, I turn it off. Thank you, Sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank you very much, Sister Abby. May the Most High bless you. Now,
thank
Sister
you.
Hootie, thank you. May the Most High bless you, Sister Hootie. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom and shalom. I had to sleep yesterday, so I feel a little bit better. It's coming along.
We understand. We understand. No big deal.
You know, make a quick statement. First, I thank the Most High. Amen. I watch it from time to time, but see, I realize it's from a different nation. It's their nation. This is what they do. And the Most High has allowed these nations to flourish. He has allowed, as you say, white supremacy. These things are allowable. So why I don't choose to be angry at these people, because they're doing their job. Their job is to hate. We need to do our job and love our people, love us. So, you know, these other nations are doing what they're doing Elizabeth is her name. So be it. As far as the people that hate and it's all over the world, so be it. My main thing is to love my people and let them be aware to navigate through this society wherever they are and be with our people, not with just in words, but really be with our people. Shalom, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Good to have you back. Now, Cottrell, may the Most High
thank
bless you.
You.
You're welcome. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, fam. Bless y'all on my soul and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. It's good to hear your voices. Good to hear Sister Yehudi's above the weather today. But,
thank you.
I think we all are.
Shut up. I love you too.
Yes, you sound good. But I love the book of Daniel because they got all these dreams and visions going on. And the dreams and visions that are in the time of Daniel and what Daniel the prophet is seeing is for our times, the end of days, the latter days, when Yah is about to bring his judgment. And we're so crystal clear yesterday, a lot of people don't know that Greece is mentioned in the Old Testament. And it's mentioned through the prophecies of the prophet Daniel, who calls them a goat. What do you call them? The ram and the goat?
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you look up Greek history, the goat represents Greek culture. And it's amazing how accurate he was in seeing that. But it disturbed him. It disturbed him. He didn't know how to, you know, figure it out or interpret it. But we're blessed to even see the results of this prophecy as we live today. So it's so exciting. People don't, a lot of people overlook the book of Daniel, but so much can be gained from it.
Truth be told, brother.
And there's a saying that goes, if you can't beat them, join them. And our people have been trying to join the people that have been beating us up, but they don't want us to join. They're still busting us upside our head, and we still try to join them.
Right. Well, the book said they despise us. That's
they're at war with us.
Mm-hmm. They're a prevailing war.
Yes.
Yeah, they're winning them because we want to be like them. We want to fly flags. We want to fly flags in the hood. We want to be bowing toward one another. We want to kill one another. And we want to tell another, hey, this is my block. You better not come up on it. And we don't own a brick in the block. Truth be told.
We rent a brick.
Show you right. We only rent a brick.
And I'm sorry, I had to say that.
That was good. But I bet it was so good. If them white folk want to come on your block, they'll come on your block and put you off your block, just like that lion did with Fred Flintstone. Fred Flintstone will put the lion out. The lion came and put him out. Okay?
Yeah. It's called gentrification.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, right, Sister Abia? You know, 120 Fish Street don't look the same, do it?
It sure don't. Not
and
at all.
Trust me, the Bronx ain't gonna look the same either.
Oh, it don't look like much now either.
I'm telling
what
you.
What do they do?
Gentrification.
They
build
it up. Right
luxury
now,
building.
They talking about people over here I seen walking around talking about signs, something they wanna tear down something around here to put up some kind of mess. So they're gonna keep on doing that.
But our people are way off, Yansu. In ancient times, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, put out the edict to kill all the Hebrew boys that were born.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a sister in New York kill 3 of her children by drowning on Long Island Beach.
I saw that.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Mm-hmm.
We're a hot mess, a monstrosity, because we don't know who we are, what we are, and what we should be doing. And we're at the mercy of the oppressors and colonizers, and we want to emulate them, just like Cartrell said. We've been knocking on the door and get spit in the face, and we still knock it.
How do you drown your 7-year-old son, your 3-year-old baby, and your 3.5-month-old infant?
Really?
How do you do that?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
That's what you do. Mm-hmm. They try to blame it on post-birth. Women have a problem with psychological
syndrome.
Postpartum depression.
Postpartum depression, that too.
Mm-hmm. Postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to attribute it to.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't make sense.
Could be.
It doesn't.
No, actually, it could be. We need to support one another. I didn't know she was of color. I heard about it.
Yeah.
But, there's certain areas in this United States we support one another, but this is what we need to do. Hopefully and prayfully, people are listening. Think about that. We need to know what each other's doing. We're talking about family, friends. Continue. I'm sorry, Cartrio.
And that's just it. Where was her family to support her with her children? That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we did when we was growing up, right? With our cousins, our aunts, our uncles' house. If our mother wasn't there, our father wasn't there, you hung out with the other part of your family. Those values are gone, long gone.
Yeah.
Now it's everybody for himself. They say single mothers raising their children. It wasn't. My mother was single, but she wasn't alone. My family was all around. I knew exactly where they were. They knew where I was. We knew their phone number. Case of emergency. Family.
That's right. And we remembered those numbers, didn't we?
By heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You didn't even have a telephone book to write it down. You had to remember it. 654-3367. 354-6367. And you knew it. That's Auntie,
mm-hmm.
Auntie Dodd's number. 354-6667.
I remember back when we didn't have the first number, when we had KI26168. We had the alphabet when I was coming up.
Wow. But yeah, values and times have changed. And people weren't doing that when we were growing up, drowning their children. Drowning your children? Only the Europeans used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't become so much like them. We're doing what they used to do, or they still do.
Are we in chapter 8, Daniel 8?
No.
Daniel 9.
9.
Okay. Oh, we got, okay, Persia. Okay.
Yeah, so you see Daniel lived through two of the kingdoms, the Babylonian
mm-hmm. yep.
and the Mede and the Persian. And
mm-hmm.
in both kingdoms, he found favor because
mm-hmm.
of his character, not because he compromised himself.
Yeah. Right.
So his character, just like Joseph's character, took him to the head of the kingdom, both kingdoms. Yesterday, Daniel is shook. From this point on, the prophet Daniel is shook.
mm-hmm.
The visions that he saw, he's trying to figure them out. He's interpreting everybody's dream and figuring everybody else's dream out, but he can't figure out his own.
Right. Okay. You know that I can identify. I can deal with everybody else's problems but my own. So I can identify with you, Daniel.
Yeah.
He can interpret dreams mm-hmm. but his own.
Once I told him, don't worry about it. Matter of fact, he told him to seal the book, seal the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So the prophet Daniel is supposed to be the last prophet in the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Where Mark, Matthew, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, and Mary came from, I do not know. And they don't speak Yah's word, like the prophet
I tell you where they came from. They came from the system of universal white race supremacy. Bottom
I knew
line.
He was going to say that.
Roman
exactly.
Empire.
Abby,
exactly.
You knew it was coming. Y'all knew it was coming.
That's exactly.
Yeah, how the mother of Constantine, she goes to Jerusalem. She finds out this information like she's an investigator. And this Roman woman... They put all this together, and now, by virtue of the Nicene Council, then by virtue of the Roman Catholics, all universal white race supremacist systems, now we got this wonderful revelation prophecy when the books was closed. Now, y'all tell me how that worked. Come on.
Well, actually, y'all, so it started with the Greeks, right?
Yes, exactly.
Most out of mention the Romans. The Romans are subservient to the Greeks.
Exactly.
The Roman Empire is subservient because they like the Median Persian Empire.
Right.
Which really came from the Babylonian Empire, right?
Yeah, because you're mm-hmm. right, Carter. Because, you know, they said Greek is the birthplace of civilization. What civilization? Yes, universal
exactly.
race. That's
and the New Testament is not written in Rome or Latin. It's written in Greek.
Right.
And at that time, you had the Hellenistic period going on.
Exactly.
If you know anything about that Hellenistic period, it was pure hell on earth.
You better believe it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's true. We're not going to patty cake it. It's urgently needed.
No. And I say that with all seriousness because
right.
if you read a story about the Maccabees, they try to force the Maccabee, these brothers, to eat pork. And
right.
there were seven brothers that refused to eat pork. And
right.
what they did was strip them one by one from the oldest to the youngest. They stripped their skin. They tore their skin off their body, but they refused to eat pork from one
right.
to seven. Each one of them saw their brothers being skinned alive, but all of them refused to eat the pork. That's how terrible the Hellenistic period was.
Well, you can't stop us from that, Thomas Cottrell. We eat it, man, both hands and two feet. Okay? Can't stop us now, some of us.
They got most of our people advertising bacon on the TV.
Exactly.
For McDonald's, for Wendy's, for Burger King.
Right.
It's our people.
They are good at their game. We're just dumb at understanding it.
They started in the 50s. It was a marketing campaign. That's why I was interested in marketing. What will Negroes, it's like, how can we sell to Negroes? And they were able to monopolize that starting in the middle and late 50s up to now, like you said. But we have to remember, not all Caucasian people, not all people we call white, Anglo-Saxon, their time in history, people of color, mixed. In the Roman time, the Greek time, in certain times in history, even the religion that came up, Muslim. Everything was mixed. Look at Africa. Look at all. So we have to be careful. It happens there are Caucasian people that are running things. And their main focus is their money. There's nothing holding us back. We're not in no chain. We're not. Only things happening is that we're miseducating our own children while they're being encamped in these, incarcerated. Or they're running amok in the street. The parents have dropped the ball. I'm not saying it's not racist, but we must navigate to know what it is. We must find out what it really is and what do we do about it. Of course, of all things, we go to the Most High. And maybe the examples when Yom Su's getting ready to read of how our conduct, how we should be, an example of Brother Daniel. Shalom.
And it's not just our conduct. It's Yah's plan, because he tells us who they are. He tells us who Greece is. He tells us who the Fourth Empire is, who is waging war with the saints of the Most High. We don't realize that the Greek Empire, that the Western Hemisphere, that the Fourth Empire is waging war with the saints of the Most High while we're trying to be amenable, while we're trying to be nice, while we're trying to join them, while we're trying to appease them. They are at war with us, and they're slick, because I just mentioned the Maccabees, how they try to make them eat pork. Now what they do, they don't force you to eat it, they put it in all your products. You got pork in the toothpaste, pork in everything that you probably eat, but you got to be discreet and find out what they label, like gelatin, is pork. Certain things that we're eating, they laced with pork. Skittles and all that kind of stuff.
Gumby bears. So
yes,
and I'm gonna tell you
to corrupt.
Yeah,
and destroy Yah's people. The Grecian Greco-Roman Empire is trying to destroy Yah's plan.
And yes, Sister Yehudi, every white person is not part of universal white race supremacy. But every white person can be one if they wanted to be one. The door is always open. So Justice said, the who ain't. The system is in place. The system is in place as we speak. And so the system is designed to prevail against us. And they are winning the game. They are prevailing against us. They're using all means necessary to prevail against us. They're using us against one another. They're using media marketing against us. So if you don't know who you are, what you should be doing, you're going to be totally confused about everything, and you're going to be doing anything. And that's basically, that's in a nutshell, you can't get away from it. As long as you're in that system, you're inundated in that system, you can't get away from it. And most of us fail because we don't know who we are, what we are, and what we should be.
That was interesting, because yesterday when I went outside, just to get a little air or what have you, elderly gentleman, we were talking, and he believes, his belief is JC is going to be save the world, and that's how you get salvation, you know, same old thing. And I said, well, I don't believe. I know for a fact. I said, but I look at a person's character. I said, I'm not a Christian. And I don't need a mediator. And I said, "You, this is what you believe. That's the only way. But I go by fact. And I'm not worshiping a deity." And a Muslim guy across me said, "Yeah, I believe in JC." I said, "Well, that's you. That's your choice. That's what you think. That's what you believe. But I know for a fact, and I remember, I continue saying, I know that there's a creator. That I can go directly to him. But y'all have a nice day." See, I know that, see, Christianity is growing, Islam is growing, Hinduism, we can, all day long, regardless of religion, look in your heart, turn your heart around, learn, be patient. We know about, I've been racially profiled. We all have on this phone been racially profiled, maybe more than once.
My children have, even by our own people.
Yeah. Since I was a teenager, so I know all about it. That's why I talk about it. That's why when it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But
so,
people are docile because, I'll say this right quick, people are docile because if you got a roof over your head, food to eat, a car or whatever, you come and go, even though you complain, they're not going to listen. I didn't say give up and stop talking, but they're just not going to listen. Shalom. Go ahead, Pastor.
Sister, I was speaking just now. If you heard me in the background, I was speaking about an incident at home. No, I respect what you're saying. But now we got to move on, y'all. We've been talking
yes.
for a while. Thank you, Sister. You
well, it's a joy.
and thank you, Kadriel. And
I just wanted to say one thing before you go on, Yashin.
Okay.
That Sister Yehudi uses the term Caucasians.
Right.
And that term comes from the Caucasoid Mountains. Yah clears up everything. There are three denominations of people on the earth. You're either Hamitic, you're either Shemitic, or you're Japhetic. And the people they call Caucasians fall under the category of Japhetic because they
Japhetic?
Come from their father, Japhet.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Japhetic.
You.
Right.
You're
going to
hear me saying,
people.
Japhetic people. Okay, go ahead.
Right, Japhetic
yeah.
people. That's who they are. We're Shemitic. They're Japhetic. And there's the Hamitic race, the Egyptians, the Ethiopians, the Cushites. These are the Hamitics. We're Shemitic, mixed with him. But European people are Japhetic. Y'all make
exactly.
that clear. Well, Gog Magog, Tubal,
yeah.
Javan. Javan are the Greeks.
And for the record, Katria, agreeing with you and Sister Hootie, the universal white race principle made up the analogy of race. There is no race. There's different nations, but they define you, and they at the top of the pier. The Pacific Islanders, Asians, all this, they done made that up. And believe you me, under the system, they're at the top of the tier. A false misnomer that we go by. There's no such thing as a race. There's nations of people. But they thought, like they changed time, they changed the calendar, they can define who we are. And we go along with it. And believe me, everybody's under them. It's true. It's just that
That's
way.
That's the mark of the beast.
Exactly.
If there
Praise
is a mark.
Praise God. Thank you, and thank you, Sister Dahoudi. Thank you, Cartrell. And thank you, students, for giving us some patience. Now we're going to get to business. Praise y'all and bless his holy name, and may he direct and order our steps. Let's study. Chapter 9, Daniel, and like Sister Dahoudi alluded to, had some concern for his people. He had so much concern for his nation, as we all should be having. Daniel said it pertinent that he prays for the people because apparently they wasn't doing what was right. So he prays for us, our ancients. In the first year of Darius, King Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, Daniel says, speaking in the third term, a narrative. I, Daniel, understood by the books, the numbers of years specified by the word of the Elohim. He understood through Yah. And through, and he knew about Jeremiah. And he made mention of it. He said, through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Then I set my face, and he seeks further information, Katya alluded to. Then I set my face toward Yah Elohim to make requests by prayer and supplication, in addition with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I seek addition to Yah to burn the midnight oil. And I prayed to Yah, my Elohim, and made confession and said,
so,
oh, Yah.
So, Yah, so before you go into the prayer that he's getting ready to say to the Most High.
Right.
This is the type of prayer that Imam Hadorah is calling for. If you pay close attention to his words, he covers all the bases. And if we're going to pray to Yah, we definitely should use the prayer that we're about to read right now.
You're certainly right, Katya. You're certainly right. Thank you very much, brother. And he said, I prayed to Yah, my Elohim, and I made confession. And I said, oh, Yah, great and awesome Elohim, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. And he makes the acknowledgement. We have to make that acknowledgement. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We, not I, have done wickedly and rebelled. Even by departing from your precepts and your judgment. Neither have we, not I, heeded your servants, the prophet, who spoke in your name to your to our kings, our princesses, to our fathers, and all the people of the land. Oh, Yah, righteousness belongs to you. But now this is how we all be feeling. Some of us are walking around with their chests out, or their bosoms out, or and their women thinking themselves something special simply because they're Hebrew Israelites. But he says, but this is how you all be feeling at this moment, this juncture. He says,
so Yasu,
yes,
you're touching on a critical point, because
right.
As you read through these prophecies that we've read, each and every one of these prophets, they never looked at it based on me. It was always about them and the nation, which is why his prayer is inclusive. Like you said, he didn't say I, he said we. Daniel
right.
is seeing himself in terms of how Yah looks at us as a nation. So Daniel may be a righteous, upright, a man of integrity, which he knows he is, but he sees the fallacies in the nation, and he realized that he is part of it. So he knows that I can't say, well, I'm not like my people. I follow
right.
you. I do your law. I do your statute. Save me. And that's the
right.
mentality of our people today. Save me. And they don't worry about our people. These prophets weren't concerned with themselves. They put everybody in it. Our kings, our princes, our people, everybody, when they pray.
Exactly. Exactly. And what and we have to see yourself as part of the inclusion, not part of your exclusion. You want to be something special. Yeah, do your part. Do the right thing according to the Most High. But your part, the Most High sees you through the eyes of a nation, not an individual. This is not an individual pursuit of happiness. This is a national pursuit of happiness. And that's how you should be. Even though you're doing your part, look at your brother. And yeah, it should hurt you. You should be confounded over some of the things we do as a nation. It should abhor you some of the things that the monstrosity that we have become as a nation. It should abhor you that we're trying to be Greeks in our ever endeavor. Even our colleges got Greek fraternity, and we're jumping ahead, foot and first, trying to get into one. Everything
so,
that against Mosai Elohim, we're trying to get into it. Go ahead, Katya.
I said to you, Yasu, but you never hear them say you or point the finger. It's always we, us, our, when you hear the prophet speak. They never,
exactly.
they tell the people about this, their sins and iniquities, but when they pray to Yah directly, it's always inclusive. We transgress our sins, our iniquities, are terrible for you. He he never tries to set himself aside outside the nation as if he's a righteous man. And the nation, you could do with them what you want. So
exactly.
It's a word to the wise. We need to be inclusive when we speak about our people. Yeah, we're
exactly.
Crazy in the head. We off the rails. We need to get ourselves together. We're doing dumb and crazy things. We need to go out and repent to the Most High. We.
Right. And if you notice, brothers and sisters, Cartrell, and Sister Yehudi and Sister Abiyah, when I speak about our people, I say we are a monstrosity. That's Yom Suf too. When I say we're crazy as we want to be, that includes Yom Suf too. When I say anything in regards to our people, I say we. Because Yom Suf ain't no better than his people. Yom Suf ain't no better than the cloth he cut for. And you're not either. So don't think just because you're trying to do the right thing, and you should, and so you should. But the Most High sees you as a nation. And that's how you should see yourself, as part of the nation, not outside the nation, not trying to go to heaven and leave all them bad
people. And guess
people.
What, Yom Suf?
Yeah.
With all that we're studying, we ain't getting out the situation without everybody getting out the situation.
You better
the whole nation.
So it's incumbent upon us to encourage and motivate and show each other the right direction, the right path. Now, after that, that's on them. We did our part as a nation. We didn't try to ostracize our people or make our nose up in the air in their regard or looking down their nose. We tried to be inclusive as the Most High. You have to be inclusive, not exclusive. And so after that, that's on them.
And you see that in these prayers, they pray for both the righteous Israelites and the unrighteous Israelites.
And
say
so
we.
Right.
Yes.
So we should.
So our prayers for every Israelite, not just
exactly.
Some, but all.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Kadriel. And
praise
Daniel
God.
Said, oh, Yah, righteousness belongs to you, not Yom Suf. Not Katria, not Sister Yehudi, not Sister Abiyah, and you and Radio Land, not you. Righteousness
not the nation of Israel, either.
Yeah, you believe it. Righteousness belongs to you. But here's what belongs to us. But to us, egg on our face, shame of face. You should be shame-facing. As it is this day, and this day as I speak, to the men of Yehuda, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel. Not some of us, not part of us. To all of us, all be ashamed of ourselves. So you suck the air out your chest or pull in your bosoms if you're women. Because ain't there one. We all dirty out here. But I'm not saying that don't give you free reign. That doesn't give you free reign to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, or whensoever you want to do it. And he says.
And when you do that, you affect all of us.
Exactly. You have an impact. And those far off in all the countries, as I speak where we are, to which you have driven them, Yah, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you, all of us. O-L-M, to us. Now, here's what our ownership is. To us belongs shame. We ought to be shamed. To our kings, our princes, our fathers, because we have sinned, all of us, against you. To Yah,
so what he's saying literally is that we have nothing to be proud of as a nation at
Bingo.
All.
Bingo. You win the golden bear, Cartier. None of us. Thank you, Cartier.
Yes.
To Yah, thank you, brother. To Yah, Elohim belongs mercy. Not the Yom Suf, and forgiveness. Yeah. Though we have rebelled against him, we have not obeyed the voice of Yah, I, Elohim, to walk in his laws, which he set before us, not one of us, by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel, all, not some, not part, has transgressed your law, and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse, and the oath written in the law of Moses, when it was given, the servants of Yah have been poured out on us. That curse,
So, Yamsu, there's some Israelites out there that's probably saying, not me. Yes,
well,
you.
You can call you can call Yamsu for loud you want. But I strongly advise you and suggest and pray for you that you don't call the Most High a lie. Because he don't
listen.
Want to say it.
Uh-huh. Our people are walking around here claiming titles. They priests,
right?
They princes, they kings, and prophets.
Oh,
and they have
right?
No shame.
Yeah.
And they probably saying, no, not me. I'm not down with that. For Yahweh or Israel.
Godriel, it's a bad thing to lie to oneself and or each other. I always say that. Don't lie to yourselves and or each other. They know we are monstrosity. They know we transgressed against the Elohim and continue to do so. What you got to be proud of? Young Super ain't got nothing to be proud of. None of us. None of us got anything to be proud of. We got to do the best we can with what we can, with who we can. And even that being said, we don't have nothing to be proud of. That's what humility comes into play. That's a linchpin to helping yourself to get a connection with the Most High so he can help direct and order your steps. But long as you run around here with your chest out, and long as you, a woman, you run, one of our sisters, you running around with your bosom all out, thinking you're something special, you're only lying to yourselves and each other. We've all.
Don't say you, say we. As long as we running around here doing this, as long as we disrespecting our sisters, as long as we, got to include all of us. Because when one brother's doing it, we all doing it.
You better believe it. Praise Yah, Kadriel, and thank you. That curse been poured out on us because we have sinned it, not Yamsu. All of us have sinned it against him. And he has confirmed his words by, look at the evidence, it doesn't lie, which he spoke against us, against our judges who judge us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. Don't you think this is a great disaster we're continually under? In the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, if a disaster is a disaster, it still is a disaster.
Some of our people don't think this is a disaster, brother. Some people are loving it. Some of our people are loving the situation we're in.
Well, Kadri, that says every 2 years and every 4 years, they think things they've been lied to and prevailed against. They think things gonna get better for them by virtue of the Democratic, Republican, Independent Party, now the gay rights movement, now abortion movement, now Black Lives Matter movement, every kind of movement they've had. But it hadn't gotten any better for us. And now, as it continues, this 2 years, voting coming in November, they think things gonna change for them. Two more years from now, that's be 4 years to get a presidente. They think that thing's gonna change for them. Things are still the same. The only thing changed for us, Cartrell, they've been playing the same old game, the same old way. And we've been taking, it's like three-card Molly. They've been playing this, and we've been losing every hand.
The more things change, the more they remain the same.
Well, there's two things as far as I can see, Cartrell, technology and the time. In our regard, I'd say our, ain't much changed. Because they, you know, on those plantations in the, when our feet first got here, buck naked and chained, they had a good boy played a harp. Or they had a woman that was a great cook or whatnot. They had a seamstress. And they was a good Negro or good Negress. And they spoke highly of them, gave them special food, a few more clothes. Just like they give these athletes a little money and a new apartment and so on and so forth. But they'll take that away from you, just like they took it away from our ancients in the 18, 17, 1600 century. So the game goes on.
I start telling.
Right. down low. Yeah, he down low right now. All right. Yeah, ask him. And thank you, Katya, again. He spoke against us and against our judges. Who judged us? No, they weren't judging, right? By bringing upon us a great disaster, and we are under that great disaster. For under the whole heaven, such has never been done as what is done to you, and ain't nothing been done to no nation has been done to our nation in the continuum of that nation. And you better believe it. Ain't no nation have ever been treated the way we've name taken, identity taken, heritage taken, land taken, and then tried to force feed you pork and everything that the Most High say you should eat, and then put it on TV like it's something sweeter than bear meat. And we go continue hook, line, and sinker because we don't know who we are, what we are, and what we should be doing. We're totally confused about everything. And this is the urgency of the studies we bring to your attention. Not to make you feel bad, but to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But be assured of this. Your oppressors and colonizers don't want you to know the truth. They've thrown the truth down. They've swept the truth under the rug. But they got warehouses of lies, misdirection, and opportunity. So, they ain't been done to any nation the way we have been treated. Go ahead, Katria.
So that's what we read yesterday. That this fourth kingdom, they would throw truth to the ground, right? And that's what they do.
Exactly. They hate the truth.
We see that the prophet Daniel is making reference to two prophets. He already made reference to the prophet Jeremiah and his prophecy. Now he's giving a shout out to the prophet Moshe. He's showing how accurate Moshe, his prophecy was. And we can see to this day, Moshe's prophet was accuracy, more accurate than Nostradamus or Edgar Casey or anybody you want to pit against him. Moses, the greatest prophet, was so accurate that Jeremiah is speaking on it in his time.
Yeah. Cottrell, when you said this is the greatest disaster that ever happened to any nation of humans, the disaster that happened to us, and still continue to happen as we speak.
What will other nations have been through what we've been through and survived it?
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Thank you, brother. And as Cottrell alluded to, now he speaks of Mosè. As it written in the law of Mosè, all this disaster has come upon you. Yet we have not made our prayer. Now, this is what we should be doing in these disasters, great disasters. Yet we have not made our, we pray to Buddha, we pray to Allah, we pray to Jesus, the universal white race supremacist God. But we don't pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, as we should be. Yet we have not made our prayer before Yah Elohim, that he might turn from our, stop looking at our iniquities, and understand your truth. Therefore, the Elohim...
I trust you. Sorry to interrupt you, but you hear Ima Hadora, telling the nation, we've done everything, we tried everything, we haven't done this. Go to Yah under the heaven as a nation, cry out to Yah, ask him to forgive us, which we plan to set up to do next year. Hopefully our people will get the message, but we know that this is a solution because the prophet Daniel is saying the same exact thing Imam Abdur is saying.
It is the only solution because, as Cottrell, and thank you again, brother, and that's why we're still under the mindset and the ideology of this, because therefore Yah has kept the disaster in mind. We're still under it and brought it upon us. For Yah Elohim is righteous in all the works which he does. He's not going to lift it off until you make some changes. Though we have not obeyed his voice, and now, O Yah Elohim, who brought your people out of the land of misery, which some call Egypt, with a mighty hand and made yourself a name as it is this day, even this day as we speak, we have sinned. We have done wickedly. We want to join the gay rights movement. We want to be non-binary. We want to join the gay movement. We want to join the political party movement. We want to join any church and every church there is on every street corner they got. And we want to join the liquor stores right along with us. We have sinned and we have done wickedly. Oh, Yah.
And Yah too. You know that Egypt is the Greek name for Mizraim.
Yeah, yeah. Folks don't know that because they don't study. You and I know this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can see how that Greek empire changed everything. You changed Mizraim's name to Egypt. Now everybody's running with Egypt when you should be calling them Mizraim. And why is Mizraim so important? Because if you trace the roots of Mizraim, you will see that the story of Noah is true, right?
Right. Right.
Because who is Mizraim but the son of Ham, who was the son of Noah? and they try to say Noah's mythology, you know, along with ancient, you know, other legends and myths. You can't put it in the category of myth if you have a nation called Miss Ryan, which they are, but you changed it to Egypt.
Well, I told you, Cartrell, they change up anything they want to change up. They can write the characters.
They change everything, everything.
The calendar. Well, they,
About the Babylonians or the Medes and the Persians, which you read about yesterday. Most often the Greeks are going to smash those ancient empires and put them in the dust, which is what they did. No respect for what Babylon did. No respect for what Media Persia did. Y'all just destroyed them, smashed them, crushed them to the ground.
My dear brother.
And then for credit, Greece is the cradle of Western civilization. And they have people of the world thinking that Western civilization brought all mankind to civilization.
Because here doesn't seem to understand. Time only started when the Greeks came on. There was no other civilization. Everybody was dumb folks in the trees. And, Cartrell, my dear brother, I'm going to speak in their language. I said there, Cartrell, you don't seem to gather the fact that that's when intelligence came, intellectuals came, as versus Plato, Socrates, and so on and so forth. You dumb animal.
You sound like you're under the Greco-Roman Hellenistic influence, bro.
That's what they tell you, Cartrell. I thought I could tell you that way. I can't tell you
and
nothing.
And me talking to you the way I'm talking to you now is the same thing. I'm under the Hellenistic Greco-Roman Empire, too, because I ain't speaking in my mother tongue, am I?
Me and you either, brother. Me and you either. Thank you very much, brother. And thank you, sir. We just excited about the truth, that's all. Matter of fact, Cartrell may not even have a time to bring a beautiful song. A study's called a song. But that being said, we'll play you one in closing. Take me home, y'all. All right. We going to leave you hanging. And it says, oh, y'all, according to your righteousness, your righteousness, not Yom Suf, I pray, that your anger, not Yom Suf, and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem. But it ain't a matter what Yom Suf think, no way, shape, form, or fashion. And you neither, truth be told. Your holy mountain, because of our, not Yom Suf, sins, and for the iniquity of our, not Yom Suf, fathers, Jerusalem, and your people, meaning all of them, are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, I, Elohim, give the word of your servant, Daniel speaking. And his supplication, and for the Elohim's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate, and surely it is as we are speaking. O my Elohim, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see your desolation, because it's in desolation. And the city, which is called by your name, Jerusalem, for we
says, see our desolation.
Right. Okay. And see, and we are in desolation.
Yeah.
In the city, which is called by your name. Thank you, Cartrell. For we do not present our supplication. This is our problem. This is our problem. For we do not present our supplication before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercy. Ain't nothing we got to be standing up talking about we right to the Most High about nothing. It's only because of his mercies. O Elohim, hear, O Elohim. Forgive, O Elohim. Listen and act. That's what we all be saying. I'm talking about go vote, join the gay rights movement, join the Black Lives Matter, join a Republican Party, join the Independent Party. See, we asking people for the right thing. And we need to ask the right entities for the right thing. Because the only person that put us in this situation is the only entity can get us out of this. Ain't no Republican Party. You ain't going to switch your way out of this in the gay rights movement. Okay? And you ain't going to tough guy your yourself, sisters, out of the grace room, out of this situation. I'm just keeping it real. And if you join the gay rights movement, only thing you're gonna get out of that movement is gayness. You're not gonna get no freedom. They're gonna make it accessible to you to be a sodomite or Gomorite. That's the only thing they're gonna make, and that's against the LOM. And you don't want politics your way out of this. The only thing you're gonna make you maybe a senator if you ain't got no power. A congressman that you really ain't got no power, even a president, but you really ain't got no power because you know why? You're not praying to the LOM and universal white race supremacy run this, okay? So you're asking the wrong entity to help you with your problems. It says, oh, y'all, incline your ear here. Open your eyes and see our desolation. And we are desperate. And the city, which is called by your name, for we do not possess for you, because we don't have anything righteous to come to you. Why? Because of our righteousness. We don't have anything to come to you, tell us we better than sliced bread. But because of your great mercy, we know you got great mercy. Oh, y'all hear. Oh, y'all forgive. Oh, y'all listen and act. Do not delay. For your own sake, my Elohim, for your city. And don't delay for your own sake, the way you're feeling about your city, and your people. We are God's people. We're not Democrats. We're not Republicans. We're not gay rights movement. We're not Black Lives Matter. Anything else.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. That's the problem. Yes, we are.
Yeah. You're right. I can't argue. I can't argue. So let's continue. And we should be called by the LOM's name, called the LOM owns us. No other entity owns us. And as Katrina and Susie Yehudi alluded to, that's the problem. Therein lies our dilemma. The 70 weeks prophecy. I'm still kind of stubbed on this, because I know 70 weeks is about 13 months or something like that. Or maybe Katrina has a little bit more on the situation tonight. Now, Daniel
he's going
says,
back to the prophecy in Jeremiah.
Okay.
And he's talking about the last stronghold of the king of Judah.
Okay. Gotcha. Now I got to understand. That's why the only way you're going to get this information is brother and sister Sharp and brother and sister. Your enemy ain't going to give you none of this. Now, I don't know why you keep running up in their churches. They're going to tell you the truth. They hate the truth. They hide the truth. They stump on the truth. They pee on the truth. Okay? They care less about truth. And you can see it every day of the week. You can see it in that news forecast. You can see it in that politicians. And look, they so elated because of Donald Trump. The man ain't told the truth in his life, so it seems. And they love that. And you wonder, why do they love that? That's who they are. Go ahead, Cottrell.
Yeah, you can see a break in the prophet Daniel's prayer. Then he goes back to the situation that he's in. Now he's describing the time factor that he's in, which coincides with the prophecies of the prophet Jeremiah. They try to ascribe it to some futuristic thing that these time elements that Daniel, the prophet, is bringing forward coincides with the birth of Jesus Christ.
Oh, that what that is?
As it mentioned, I'm trying to sneak him in this passage.
No,
right here.
That doesn't even stand the reason. What stands the reason is that he come out of this prayer, and he goes right back to his time frame, what's happening at the time. That stands the reason. But to implement something and insert something that have anything but the context of the study doesn't even make any sense. This is within the context of the story.
As you deal with the fourth kingdom, Mr. Most I said, will throw truth to the ground.
Well, there we are. Daniel came out of this prophecy. He came out of these prayers. Now he's in a situation that he finds himself in, and he's speaking from that juncture. That stands the reason. But to assert something by virtue of universal white race supremacy doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. But now what Katria is alluding to, according to Daniel coming out of these prayers and prophecy, and he's speaking about, now here where I'm at. That makes sense to me. Nothing else. Now, while I'm speaking, Daniel says, praying and confessing my sin and sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Elohim, before Yah, my Elohim, for the holy mountain, my Elohim, yes, I was speaking in prayer. The man Gabriel, which is the angel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning of this conversation, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me, talked with me, and said, "O Daniel, I have come now forth to give you skill to understand," just like a lot of us need skill, to understand. At the beginning of your...
He went from seeing Gabriel, the angel, in a vision to meeting him up close and personal.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
That's incredible. But that's the Elohim. He can do incredible. And he pushed him right back where he was, because he said, "At the beginning of your supplication, the command went out, and I've come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved, just like all of us, truth be told. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting..." Y'all got a time. Y'all need to do this. "To bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy," which is who? Which is, and the anoint, the most high, he doesn't need an anoint, okay? If you know what an anointment is, that the anointment is right. Go ahead, Katriel.
Who's the most holy?
Well, the most high doesn't need to be anointed.
We know the Most High is most holy, but he's talking about one of the sons of Israel. Most
right.
people think it's the king, but it's not. The most holy man in Israel is the high priest.
Priest. So he's
most holy.
Right. Anoint is the high priest in the proper procedure, in the proper manner. Not by the oil you concocted in your basement, but by the procedure and precise or the compound. Anoint is high priest. And not pour it on his feet, like the Lady Mary Magdalene. You anoint people by pouring the oil over your head, not by dropping oil on your feet. That is not part of anointment process. So I don't know where y'all got Mary Magdalene, that she didn't anoint it most high. I don't know who she anointed, but that was not a normal procedure or processing. The king, the high priest, are anointed by the oil poured over their head. So I don't know how the Greeks came up with their definition of it, because they really didn't care. They didn't care to study it, and if they did study it, they didn't give a damn about it. So they come up with some woman that was a prostitute, and she had some oil. She didn't got somewhere, somebody's kitchen, and then dropped it on his feet. That's the anointment process. See, that nullifies that conversation about this is about Jesus, okay? Go ahead, Katriel.
There's two divisions we're about to go into.
Okay.
Most High says to anoint the most holy. That's the priest. Now we're about to go into the king, because he
exactly.
is the anointed one, but he's
exactly.
not the most holy one.
No. The most holy, as Katriel alluded to, the fact of the matter, in our nation, the most holy is the high priest. As Katriel alluded to, our kings were anointed through that process too. And he speaks about him. "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem," that's what he wanted at that time, John, to do the right thing, but they couldn't do it, "until the Messiah, the Prince," which is our King. And that word Messiah is a Greek word. Okay? So, but the Prince, we know, is our king, is considered the prince, not somebody over there in a new thing. "There should be 7 weeks and 72 weeks She shall be built up again, the wall, even in troublesome times. Even if you do this while we were there, even in those troublesome times, these processes must be carried forward. And it can be done if you do the right thing. If you do what he said, what we are commanded to do, if our ancients had did that, we wouldn't have been here today. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. And to the end of the war, desolation are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to the sacrifices and offerings on the wing of abominations. Shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consumption, which is determined, is poured out on the desolation. And so if we had did the right thing, those things wouldn't occur. The sacrifices being called to a halt, and the high priestess and the prince, our king, if they had only did the right things, we wouldn't find ourselves in a situation. They was given opportunity to get it right, because they went back. What did they do when they got back? More of the same, just like we do. And so as a result, no high priest, no prince, no sacrifices. But it ain't over. It ain't over. It's just the beginning. Praise God and bless his holy name. Contrary, if you have anything more in addition to make clarification, I need to be sharpened too. Go ahead, brother.
Daniel tried to decipher with this vision and what the angel Gabriel was trying to break down to him. Mm-hmm. And he was still trying to figure out until he died. And
right.
For us to sit here to try to say that we know exactly what the interpretation of this thing is, mm-hmm. we know that it says one on the wing of abominations will come, one who mm-hmm. makes desolate, and even to the full end. So anytime Yah puts out judgment, which he did on our nation, it has to reach its full end. And that
right.
determined wrath will be poured out on the desolate, which we are. And Yah's
exactly.
wrath is being poured out on us based on what our kings did, based on what our princes did, our prophets. That's why Daniel offered up his prayer. But the part that says, know therefore and discern that from the going out of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem to the anointed one, our king, the prince, our king, will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It will be built again with street and moat, even in troubled times. And after the 62 weeks, the anointed one will be cut off and will have nothing. That doesn't sound like the New Testament character to me. Your book says no Messiah. Why would Yah cut the Messiah off and leave him with nothing if he's the Son of God, the Holy Ghost, and all of this? Why would Yah cut him off and have nothing? But it was us that he cut off. The people of the prince will come to destroy the city and the sanctuary. So it's not a good thing that's happening with this anointed one.
Exactly.
Its end will be with a flood, and war will be even to the end. So all these things have to come to an end. Desolations and the full end of Yah's wrath, which I believe that we're at the end of because we're living in the last days. But we have to make a move to turn our situation around. And it's through prayers like the one that Daniel just offered up that we read, that we must all say for all of our people, because we're all in this together. Yes,
exactly.
Our people are polluted, and Yah's not looking at us individually. He's looking at us as a whole. So we have to offer up our prayers as a whole, because our people are put into all kinds of traps. And the things that Daniel laid out, we're still not doing. We're still not following Yah's command, still not returning with pure hearts. All these things, this is why these prayers need to be said.
Mm-hmm.
By all of our people.
Right.
Yes.
And contrary, I do agree with you. That is one of the most difficult studies I've taken. And just like you said, Daniel spent a lifetime trying to understand. I'm going to spend a lifetime trying to understand. But
your mind should be spinning around right now, just like Daniel's. Like, what is y'all talking about?
I know it's not what they're saying is about. Okay?
Right.
That I do know for certainty. So I have theories about that, but I'm not going to push my theories. That's why I ask all of you, each of you, to don't take our word for that or anything for that matter, just like you take the oppressors and the colonizers for it. And pray to the Most High and burn the midnight oil. Maybe he'll reveal something to you. But don't tell me what the colonizers told you. Don't tell me what your oppressors told you. Okay? That's not going to work for me. And it certainly isn't working for you. They told you in the fine colleges of theology. Okay? All right. Do you have something? If you don't have nothing, we may have time for that beautiful song. Songs.
Well, let's go on to songs. I'm good.
Okay. Thank you, Susie. Dodrell, we got you. Thought you going to get away, didn't you?
Actually, that was Sister Abia. I don't think you gave Sister Yehudi a chance.
I was Sister Yehudi. My bad. I ain't looking for no trouble.
Sister Yehudi, you still there? You on mute if you are.
Yeah, I'm on mute. I'm here. I want to listen. I'm listening. Okay.
Okay, thank you, sister.
So we in Psalms what? 103? 104?
104.
Let's open up that door. Praise Yah. Y'all got a title to 104? Mine does not. But we know that these songs all kind of flow together. So I don't know who wrote it, but I'm going to read it anyway. Go ahead. Here you go. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding they gave our fathers, for the musical gift that he gave to our people. Bless Yah. Hallelujah. Psalms 104. Yeah. Bless Yah, O my soul. Yah, my Elohim. You are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. He covers himself with light as with a garment. He stretches out the heaven like a curtain. Imagine that. He lays the beams of his robes with the water. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks on the wings of the wind. He makes his messengers, the melochim, the angels, winds, and his servants flames of fire. They call them seraphim, angels. The flaming sword. He lays the foundation of the earth that it should not be moved forever. Yeah, people think they're going to blow up the earth might go off course and whatever they think. But Yah said the earth and its foundation is established forever. We know how long forever is, don't we? You covered it with the deep as with a cloak. The water stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. He's talking about the floods of Noah's time. Water standing above the mountains. And every nation has a story about the floods. At the voice of your thunder, they hurry away. The mountains rose, the valley sank down to the place which you had assigned them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they don't turn again to cover the earth. He's talking about the waters. He sends springs into the valleys. They run among the mountains. They give drink to every animal of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by them. They sing among the branches, the waters, the mountains. He waters the mountains from his rooms. The earth is filled with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for man to cultivate, that he may produce food out of the earth, wine that makes the heart of man glad, oil to make his face to shine. You know, I got to be our people because our faces be ashy. You better not go out your house with that ashy face. Okay? Put that oil. Make your face shine. And bread that strengthens a man's heart. Yah's trees are well watered. The cedars of Lebanon, which he planted, where the birds make their nests. The stork makes his home in the cypress trees. The high mountains are for wild goats. The rocks are refuge for the rock badger. He appoints the moon
for seasons. The sun knows when to set. You make darkness, and it is night, in which all the animals of the forest prowl. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from Yah. How many of y'all knew that lions seek their food from Yah? Okay, now you know. The sun rises, and they steal away and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work, to his labor until the evening. Yah, how many are your works? In wisdom, you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, great and wide, in which are innumerable, how many? Innumerable living things, both small and large animals. There the ships go, and Leviathan, whom you form to play there. These all wait for you, their creator, that you may give them their food in due season. Yes, the Most High feeds every living thing that he created on earth. We don't know how, but he does it. You hide your face. They are troubled. You take away their breath. They die and return to the dust where all living things come from. You send your spirit and they are created. You send out your spirit. Uh-oh, wait a minute. When Yah sends out his spirit, living things are created. Oh, we knew that. You renew the face of the ground, which from all things life is produced. Let Yah's glory endure forever. Yes, let that cycle continue. Let Yah rejoice in his works, because his works are magnificent. He looks at the earth and it trembles. All you got to do is look at the earth and make it tremble. Oh, that's where the earthquakes come from. Did you know earthquakes come from Yah looking at the earth? I guess you know now. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I guess you wonder where volcanoes come from. I will sing to Yah as long as I live. How about you? We should all sing to Yah as long as we live. So Yamsu, keep on singing, bro. I will sing praise to my Elohim while I have my being. As long as you're living, sing. Let my meditation be sweet. Along with the singing, you have to meditate on Yah. Rejoice in Yah. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth. Yeah, you ain't got to worry about them. Let the wicked be no more. That's what's going to happen. Bless Yah, oh my soul. Praise Yah, hallelujah. What a magnificent song.
Praise Yah, hallelujah. I think it's pretty much self-explanatory if you go back. If you go back over everything, keep it in context, that the Most High praise the Ephraim Sovereign, Elohim, for his creation and providence. And instead of praising your congressman, your president, your Black Lives Matter leader, your gay rights, the abortion people, ain't none of them people did anything for nobody but for themselves. Praise the one that created everything for everyone. As even the lions wait on him. The dinner bell is rung by the Elohim for them. And he sends them towards that. Respect the Most High and play your part. You know, but you're trying to say your president, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, they gave, you know, these, whatever you got, whatever situation you find yourselves in, whether you're Hebrew Israelites or anyone else for that matter. Because we've had a reprieve where they backed off of us, where they don't kill us dime a dozen. They still kill us by different means. So you better praise Yah and thank him, because therein lies your receipt of providence. Therein lies your solution. And know where you got it from. It's true. And, you know, I don't get it. It may be someone facilitated something, a certain party, facilitate the giving out, but the Most High gave it to you. And you better believe it. And you need to have that mindset. When it comes to them, whatever you got, don't say, well, my mama gave to my daddy gave by virtue of my mama, daddy, I got this. Praise the Elohim. By virtue of my job coming from the Most High, I got this. By virtue, I got a good wife or a good husband from the Most High. So whatever you got, whatever it is, recognize that if it's good, it comes from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and respect that. Gotcha, Sister Hootie, Sister Abby, any commentary?
only to say, seek Yah, obey Yah, and always praise Yah. And shalom, good night.
I like to say shalom, good night. Oh, excuse me for yawning. And just study and show yourself approved and be humble before the Most High. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well,
praise
God. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Pastor. Y'all still want to give me a chance, but I like
go
to say
ahead.
I like Vladimir. I like Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. You know, these Democrats and Republicans—you don't know where they're coming from. Vladimir Putin, he let you know where he's coming from, straight up, the real truth. But anyway, I just pray that our people pray for one another, pray for our nation, because we all in this together. It's not that church thing where y'all just gonna save you. Most sides looking at the nation. And we all have to pray for one another, like our brother the prophet Daniel did for us. We must pray for our fathers, and we must pray for each other. So keep that in mind. I hope y'all learned something tonight. And beyond that dollar, you know, that you should send, do that. And that would be even better appreciated. So all praise to the Holy One of Israel. Most I bless you. Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night. And brothers and sisters, praise the Most High. We always ask that you get your heart and spirit so he can direct and order yourself. Otherwise, he can't be directed and ordered, and he'll be totally confused about everything. We pray that you learn to love the Most High with all your heart and mind, soul and strength, and your brothers and sisters, that you love yourself, suggesting, inferring, and implying that you do love yourself. And that's how you can love your brothers and sisters. If you hate what you look like in the mirror, it's virtually impossible to love yourself. If you hate what, well, it's virtually impossible to love your brothers and sisters. If you hate what you look like, you're going to hate what looks like you. Learn to love yourself so you can learn to love your brothers and sisters. And that being said, I told y'all I got a beautiful song. You're going to love it. My brother and sister, you would think they were Caucasian, but they seem sort of folksy. I like the song, Take Me. And he's talking, they're saying it is the Yah, Yah, at the end of the song, they talk about Yah. So don't get the game. For this lovely song, meditate on the Most High and meditate on your people. As a matter of fact, pray for them. Pray for us. We all dirty out here. We all need help. We love you. Shalom and good night. After your sister, Rudy, sister Avia, you want to say shalom and good night to the people.
Tonight.
I said it once, but I'll say it again. Shalom and good night, Sammy.
Shalom and good night. God bless us all.
Good night.
Y'all smart, Alex. We love you too, Sister Abby. Shalom and good night.
I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? rising from our fathers who refuse to call us in. But I sing